Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Take that, Wolfman Hack. At least that's what Panikos said out there in Lansdale celebrating Wednesday night. Quasi-holiday. People come together. We've talked about this. They come back to the neighborhood. They get together, have a few pops, a little something to eat. No, can't do that, says Rachel Levine. Robert Panico is the owner of Panikos. I believe it's in Lansdale. That's what DJ told me anyhow on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in. And where are you guys located in Lansdale?
We're on Cannon Avenue, right next to the railroad tracks at 530.
Okay. I know the railroad tracks in Lansdale. I like the town a lot. So what did you guys do? What's the signature of Panico's? Is it restaurant, bar? Is it mainly a bar? What is the place like?
We're a neighborhood bar. We're a fourth-generation neighborhood bar here since 1919.
Wow. Okay. And you guys decided to do what on Wednesday night?
We just decided to follow the Pennsylvania liquor code and stay up until 2 a.m.
Wow. Even with all these things coming down, I don't know how many bars did that across the state. So did you have a pretty big crowd?
We had a nice crowd, yes. It wasn't too crazy or anything, but we had a very nice crowd, a lot of influx of people in and out all night.
Now, do you have somebody on retainer, a lawyer? I don't know if a neighborhood bar would or not. Did you talk to any legal experts about doing this?
Absolutely.
And what did they tell you?
They, you know, advised me of the law and advised me that I'm not breaking any laws and that I should, you know, do business as I need to, and we'll handle any ramifications when they come.
Ah, well, I'm glad to hear they feel that, but why do they think you're not breaking the law? What are they saying? This is just an edict. It's not a law. It doesn't have enforceability.
Correct.
So by doing this, then, has anything happened? Has anybody called upon you? Has there been any threat from any agency, the local authorities in Lansdale? Anybody contact you about it?
The local authorities in Lansdale have been great. We have had some action with the Liquor Control Board, some action with the Montgomery County Health Department. All of the agents that come in are, you know, very nice, but they have their, you know, their written spiel that they have to tell everybody. We're going to take your license, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose your insurance, you're going to lose your business, which, you know, none of that's really true, and they don't have the right to say that.
Okay, so they haven't made any formal action against you yet, though?
No.
Okay, now, I would tell you, you know, you deal with the liquor, the health board, though, these are dangerous people. You know they've shut down the schools, right, for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Against everybody's opinion in Montgomery County. Nothing has happened yet. So is it if you do something else they're threatening you, or is there going to be some repercussion from what you've done already?
You know, I don't know. I guess that's up to them. When the health department was in on Wednesday, they told me it was my first strike. I don't know what that means. I didn't say what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
But they did say that they weren't there intimidating me, but they came in with two police officers.
They usually don't do that, huh?
No. No, I've never seen a health department guy come in with a police officer in over 20 years of doing this.
Wow.
And were they local cops?
Yes.
Boy, I can imagine
how... And I
asked
them if there was any issues, and they said, no, sir, there's no issues.
Boy, I can imagine how uncomfortable. I hate that when local police get dragooned into doing something like this. Look, if you've dealt with this guy and there's never been an argument, to come and tell you this, you're not a, don't sound like a threatening guy to me. That's just the overkill you get with this stuff. My producer would like to know, what have you been doing, Robert, during this pandemic? How have you been operating during that? Have you figured some of these things were not laws and you countervened them, or have you been following to these things to the letter of the law, whatever the governor's office, whatever we've been told to follow?
Well, initially we had closed down for about 2.5 months. And then we reopened back up in the yellow with outdoor seating only. And then we went back inside and, you know, we were at 50% inside. And then he dropped us back to 25% inside. And we were following all that. And we stopped following it in September when he decided that we can't serve alcohol till 2 o'clock anymore. We have to stop at 11 o'clock.
Right. That's ridiculous. Right. Yeah.
It's like an attack on one industry.
That's right. It is an attack on it's frivolous and arbitrary, without a doubt. Probably your lawyers would tell you that it's arbitrary. It's made up. There's no scientific reason. It's ridiculous around that. So is there a website for your business?
It's PanicosLansdale.com.
PanicosLansdale.com. And there's nothing going on now, then. It's just this incident on Wednesday they've been bothering you about. Is there anything else they told you now? You know, what happens is the technicalities start to come at you, that kind of thing. Even though everything, you know, to the average run-of-the-mill inspection would be fine, they start with some wild technicality. Anything like that happening?
No, not as of yet.
Okay. Well, Robert,
and I'm not
again,
sure.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if they will. All of the agents of these authority places that have come out have been, you know, super nice, and some of them have been, you know, understanding of the situation. Some of them don't even want to enforce these laws, but they have jobs to do as well, just like, you know, you and I.
Why do this then? Was it because you object to the law, or is it because you guys are hurting? You have people that you employ. You've been there since 1919, whatever. And you can't keep on shutting down good nights like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and survive, I guess.
You know, this is way bigger than me or my place. There's a whole industry that's dying. And somebody needs to stand up for it. And if I'm the guy that's got to stand up first and get other people to rally behind me, you know, that's what's going to have to happen.
Robert, have you been in contact with any groups? Is there a GoFundMe page for attorneys? Anything like that going on at this point?
No, I'm not really, you know, I'm not really looking for all that. I'm not looking for government handouts. I'm not looking for GoFundMes or anything like that. I'm just trying to go to work and, you know, give other people the right to do the same thing.
Because I would warn you, you probably know this, they usually don't stop at this. We've had people on from the Attilas Gym over in Belmar who defied Governor Murphy. And this went through and still is ongoing. Quite an expensive proposition. So please let us know if that happens. Dan has your number. You can call us, and we're happy to hear what the update on. I hope they don't. I hope they settle down on this. But notoriously, they want to make an example of people like you.
Yes. Yes, well, that's true.
Well, Robert, thank you. Thanks so much. And again, give the location of your business for people that are near there. Want to try it out, want to be supportive. Where are you located?
We're located 530 North Cannon Avenue, Lansdale, Pennsylvania, 19446.
Very good. Robert, thank you. Thanks for coming on today very much.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.